Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus, draw me ever nearer as I labor through the storm. Have called me to this passage, and I'll follow though I'm worn. May this journey bring a blessing. May I
Nathan, are we live?
Yes.
Okay, welcome everyone. It is April 4th, the first Tuesday of a new month, 2017. We have a great show lined up tonight. I think Dr. Alali is on her way. I know they had a big celebration there in Ohio yesterday. And I know she'll be anxious to fill us in on that. But in the meantime, we have our Canadian co-host, Rod and Mario, with us. And we'd like to welcome them to the call, and we'd like to thank Nathan for bringing us live every Tuesday night. It's an awesome job that he does, and we're glad that he's here to do it. So, guys, do you have anything that you'd like to share with us tonight, any new experiences with the clients you're working with the Mario, you were saying something about the glasses and the micro balancers?
Yeah, I just did lately a lady in the 50s, that last time I only harmonized a smart meter and this with two power guards, you know. But now I've done it with the Soli and the Soli relay, and of course it's not the first time, but herself, it's same result. It's 100% improvement everywhere she is around the house, eh? And then I was saying that just to go stretch this one step further is she didn't have the glasses in the middle of the place, and by Bedore testing her, she was strong, but as soon as she put her glasses on, she was a hell of a lot more stronger. You could feel more grip, you know, and she could feel that too. So we are learning into this with this technology every time, eh? As for Rod, it was saying to me today on the big story, it reached quite a ways back, you know. Maybe Rod, you just mentioned say something about this a bit later. But I've done an experience at the Delta Hotel where it's all framed with windows from two levels up. And it reached 45 feet deep and inside of the hotel. As for the protection, yeah, I mean, I always the door test people with a cell phone on their hands, eh? So, to have some kind of a big immediate interference there, and it would hold good up to 45 feet, you know, in that hotel. Would you want to speak about your experiment or experience, Rod, at the grocery stores?
Yeah. In Quebec, we have a grocery store chain called Provigo, and that is owned by Loblaws of Ontario. And I saw the manager last week, and he approved for me to do some tests within his store. And the frontage of the building has got to be, Mario, I would say 1,000 feet. And it's, the total building is 54,000 square feet. And often when I stop, because I go there often either to buy cigarettes or get my mom a gazette or a newspaper, I do many phone calls from there, from that area, because where I live, the reception is so poor. So I've always been wondering, since last probably October, November, what would a Soli do to this store? And finally, the opportunity arose where I could meet the manager of the store, and he gave me a green light to do the test that we wanted to do in the store to see what would happen. Would the Soli you know, harmonize all the caches or the checkout counters that have all have scanners, or they even have 6 automatic checkouts with scanners. And, you know, you keep looking at it and you keep wondering what would be the result. And so Len, who, by the way, is not here tonight, Len and his wife Rita came up yesterday, and we decided, let's find out. And believe it or not, this store of 54,000 square feet was totally, completely harmonized. All the caches were harmonized. All the checkouts, all the scanners, the whole store got harmonized. And Len and Rita went through the store from one end to the other, and, you know, that's sideways, and then backways to the back of the store. And incredibly, Rita stayed strong, and that's holding an unprotected old cell phone. In other words, there was no flat battery in it. And just putting her hand on the glass, in other words, that building was harmonized. So I went back today and I did a quick test. I tested one cashier with an unprotected cell phone because I took the battery off of mine. And she put her hand on the glass and you could not break her doing the B-Dort test. And, you know, imagine if companies would open their eyes, because the manager permitted, he was nice enough to let me do the test, but in no way does he endorse the technology because he doesn't understand, uneducated. And so you know, I wish Dr. Alali was on the call right now, because my question to her is, what is the impact of some individual standing beside that scanner for 6 or 8 hours, 5 days a week? I don't know. And I would like to know the answer, or what she has to say, because I'm sure it's not healthy. I'm sure 20 years down the road, or 10 years down the road, that person could develop some sort of cancer. And, you know, when she does get on the line, you know, one of us has to make sure that we do ask that specific question. It's one thing if your food is going through it, but it's another thing of the employee standing right beside that, because they don't know. Because what I've been doing for the past 2-3 months is I take a flat battery out of my pocket when I'm going through the scan, the checkout, and I don't want my food harmonized, pure and simple. So I went back today and did that quick test like I said I did, and that building was still harmonized. And the whole front of that building, probably a good 1,000 feet, all glass. So, you know, I'm going to go back tomorrow, check the building again, and, you know, will the harmonization still be there? I don't know. But, you know, you can't help but be curious, because when you see what it does, and that's one solely, not two, just one. Dr. A had said, plug in a filter with a Soli relay and a Q1, and believe it or not, both Len's wife, Rita, and I became lightheaded. So, you know, I don't think we needed more support, and Dr. A can explain that, but that Soli by itself, with all that glass, did the trick. And even Len was totally thrown back because he never thought that it would do the whole building. And I really, to be honest with everyone, I think Dr. Lally was also very surprised.
Rod, you know, you brought a good thing. You know, what you did there at the store, it would be great if we had a way to monitor the behavior of the cashiers and the customers coming in the store to see if they're more relaxed once they've been in the store, or see if the cashiers are more friendly or something, you know, to see if it's made a difference in them being there but not aware that something structurally changed in the air, in the atmosphere. Because technically nothing has changed, but just structurally the air has changed.
Yeah, but that Soli was only on the glass for half an hour to 45 minutes. And in other words, I did not leave it there, Ida.
Okay.
It's on my dining room table right now. The point being is that when I went, I didn't say it, but when I went back today, and it was over 24 hours, that glass was still very, very harmonized.
Wow.
No Soli on
effect.
It. Pardon?
I said it had a lasting effect.
Oh, very much so. And I'm curious to know if it's going to last until tomorrow. And we saw that when Dr. Alali was in Montreal last year. And you know, we don't know how long when Dr. A did the experiment at the hotel, we don't know how long it lasted. But, you know, I'm curious to know, will it last tomorrow? It's like on April 17, I have to go replace Lynn's harmonics in her home, and that's the lady with MS. And, you know, in January, we put up a Soli in her bedroom because that's where the biggest window is. And, you know, I mean, she had sleeping problems at the beginning of the winter and in midwinter, and we solved those sleeping problems. The Q1s were changed at the beginning of February. And, you know, I spoke to her this morning, and, you know, she's sleeping a total of 6 hours a night. And don't, you know, her home is totally harmonized. And that's the water, that's the smart meter, it's everything. And in middle of the month, actually Easter Monday, I'm going back to her home to change it all because I don't want to see any more issues where she's not sleeping well. And this lady, you know, you have to take your hat off to her because she is so sensitive, so vulnerable, but she's so strong. And, you know, she's adversely affected just by the fluorescent lights. When she went to the hospital last year, she was sick for 2 days. So, you know, every case, one either Mario, Lynn, or myself get, you know, we're learning something new every day, but we're also watching people get better.
Yeah, I understand your questioning there. It would be really hard to make case studies, you know, on people's behavior, because you know, like it would not be medically or whatever approved. You know, like we know, you know, like I observe something and I know something changed. But in order for me to claim, to make a claim with this, it'd be really hard so far, right?
Right.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I asked this woman that I'm talking about, the eyeglass with the micro. Now, I know she lives with her husband. It's a type of autism, eh? Her husband. And I asked her to pay attention to any change around, you know, any habits around, any behavior. And the more we're going to get data on it or testimonial, the more we'll be able to kind of have a map of what can happen. But of course, we are no professional. We have no credit that goes with that. It's just things that we know amongst ourselves, eh? Based on testimonials. Eh?
That's true. You know, and testimonials that are coming off, you know, with good results to the people that are using the balancers, the Solis and the Q1s and the meters, you know, to balance out their homes and their bodies. Eyeglasses, I'm looking forward to trying those because I wear glasses every day. Can't go without them. They sleep in the bed with me. So I can't wait to try the micro balances on my glasses as well.
Yeah, it's just a feeling. It's just a testimonial for me. I feel that I get a better, I have a much better focus, you know, or a stronger mind, eh? In a way, and I'm trying to look at this part, you know, on people's behavior. You almost have to have them pay attention to these things. Eh? As a matter of fact, if you harmonize a home, well, people, what they should be looking at for change is sleep. You know, like the quality of sleep that they're going to get, how they're going to feel the next day. It's all subtle things, eh? But it makes a hell of a difference in your life in general, with days on and days off and weeks on and weeks off, eh? And all of a sudden, you know, like you are actually getting some altitude with that. And you don't even realize, but it actually helps you a great deal from point A to a month later, right? But if you don't have people pay attention to it, they probably won't see it, because when things get corrected in our lives, lo and behold, we forget about it, eh? We're so happy, eh? You know, this is how it goes.
You're very slow to react because you're not expecting it. Okay, so what you're doing by warning the lady to, you know, take note, mental note or written notes or whatever, to see what the difference is, you know, we should all be doing that, because, you know, it's only when you think back that, oh, it's true. I'm feeling better. And an example of that, Mario, was when I first started with the EMF filters in 2010, it was a good year before I realized that having the EMF filters in my home, I wasn't waking up with severe back pain in the morning. But it's only, I only realized that when I got a testimonial from a client. So, you know, it makes a difference. It's easy to forget. But you're right in telling the client what you told her. And that, you know, for what it's worth, up here in Canada, we do things a bit differently. And I share my satellite TV and bill with a few other people to reduce the monthly expense to myself. And so I called up one guy who's on, who we're partners with on the system. And so he pays me once a year, so I call him in the month of April every year. And as it turned out, his wife, and I got to find out who she saw, because his wife has a rash on her face that she couldn't get rid of. And whoever she saw told her that she is EHS, electro-hypersensitive. And, you know, obviously he thought of me very quickly. And so I got to go see her on Friday. But she sort of like went over the edge. And that was back in January of this year, because her father was in the hospital, unfortunately dying. But she was there every day for 3 weeks. And that's with the, you know, massive bank of fluorescent lighting. And so I got to go harmonize her house on Friday, and hopefully she'll get better within a couple of weeks. But it just shows everyone where your exposure to EMS is cumulative. And her going to the hospital every day for 3 weeks put her off the edge of the cliff.
Wow, that's interesting. Yes, that's very interesting. And that's what Dr. Lally has been telling us about, you know, for these last few months, about how the medical society is recognizing that it is a problem, and it is causing people to have illnesses, you know, from over being around too much electromagnetic frequencies. And now that the insurance companies are on board, people can get those, at least here in the United States, get those tests paid for by the insurance companies, and doctors can start ordering them. And hopefully, you know, we'll be in a position, or Dr. Lally will be in a position that, you know, we can educate people on how to correct their homes and how to protect themselves when they go away from their homes, you know, with the devices that she's created. And so thank you, guys. That's some very good information we shared tonight. And if there's no more, we won't prolong the call. Dr. Lally has not shown up, and it's already 9:30. And I imagine they may still be celebrating from the event on yesterday. Anyone have anything else they'd like to share? If not, then we will conclude our call for tonight.
All right. So who's on the line? Me, you, Rod, and Ida, and Nathan. Anybody else? Okay. Yeah, that's fine. We'll talk again next week.
Okay.
There might be other people on the line, but they're not talking.
That's
right.
True.
So yes. I just want to ask a question, Aida. Are you saying that insurance companies now do approve electrosensitive claims now, evaluation for electrosensitivity in the States?
Yes, that's what Dr. Lally has been saying for the last month or so, that it's been added to their coding list.
I think the power guard is as a medical device that can help.
No.
Mario,
it's not the power guard. It's the EMF filter.
Okay, the EMF filter, not necessarily the power guard. The EMF filters. It could be anyone, eh?
That's right.
Okay.
Yep, well, that's what she's been telling us, and she'll have more information on that as it becomes available through her research and working with the medical staff.
She was even saying that she's working on having her discovery be mapped. She called this being mapped, or having a number, you know, a medical number.
Yes.
Okay. That'd be great, you know.
Yeah.
We're doing whatever we can here in Canada, Rod and I, to approach the Electrosensitive Institute of Dr. Rena Bray of Toronto. And we're just preparing ourselves for that. I figure that right now with the Soli on board, I can announce to anybody that we have everything you need to harmonize your life. Micro nano, Soli, QW2x2, you know, and so on, bio balancer. we've got everything to balance your life. So that's
Mario,
really, really great news.
Mario.
Yeah.
Just from the test that Len and I did this on Monday, I mean, we were so surprised at the power that was released by one little Soli. And that was the Soli was only on the window. Half an hour, max 45 minutes. And it was still, the power was still there today. And that's because of all the glass panels. I'm convinced of that.
I find this
so
really
much,
amazing.
Oh, totally amazing. Imagine
you did the test with Rita and Len again today.
Pardon? No, Len didn't come up today. I used an employee, and you know, I asked her to put her hand on the wall, on the window, with my cell phone after I took off the battery, and she did not fail the BDOR test. So it goes to show you what power is there. And imagine all that power in the glass. Imagine the transferring of that power to the electrical panel.
Okay.
I mean, how much? Well, I don't know what their electrical bill is per month, but I'm sure it's got to be close to $10,000. It's a huge store. Lots of fridges and freezers. It's mind-boggling. Imagine if they were able to save 50% or even 25%. That's a lot of money. When you know, when you combine that to like maybe 500 stores between Ontario and Quebec.
Okay.
So I tend to think that this story is only starting. But the manager, apart from giving permission to do the test, zero support. It took two cell phones to show weakness in his body balance. Is he going to support or help? Pardon my language, but I don't think he gives a shit.
It's just a manager. If he was the owner, it could be a bit different. Eh?
Well, the owner would be the shareholders.
Yeah.
Okay, guys.
Company.
Well, we'll wrap it up for tonight, and we'll share some more on next Tuesday when Dr. Alali is back with us. And we hope everyone have a great week, rest of the week, and a great weekend.
I guess Dr. A knows how to party.
Yes, she does. We've got
all
right.
Have a good night.
Take
bye.
Care, eh?
All right.
Thanks,
good night,
Nathan.
Good night.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye, Rod.
Bye-bye.
You know, that situation is too big for you.
Yeah, yeah.
You can't handle that. You know what you need to do? You need to turn it over to the Lord right now. you're at home, you need to find you a secret place. Turn it into an altar. Get down.